Now, the Australian National University in Canberra is reaching out to the public of Australia to help search for exploding stars. Now, these exploding stars, also known as supernovae, are as bright as 100 million billion 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 lightning bolts, or something like that. So you'd assume that would be hard to miss. But joining us on the phone now is Dr. Brad Tucker from the ANU to explain a little bit more about this whole concept. G'day, Brad.
How's it going, Mick?
Really good. Thanks for joining us on 2SER today.
No problem.
Now, am I got it right? Is it supernovae? And what's the difference between a supernovae and a supernova?
Ah, yes. So, good old Latin. So, supernovae are just the plural, or supernova.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. That's right. So, we're searching for the biggest explosions in the universe.
Wow.
And this is the great thing about it is, as you said, they're absurdly bright, you know, 100 million, billion, billion, billion lightning bolts. So, they're very intense explosions that happen all across our universe.
And why does a star explode in the first place? What causes it?
So that's a very interesting question. So at the end of most stars' lives, so our sun won't explode. It will just kind of eventually fade out after it's destroyed the Earth, and, you know, that will be it.
Okay.
Astronomy's full of awesome endings. but big stars, essentially they burn too much fuel too fast, and they collapse in on themselves. So gravity pulls down the surface of the star inward, and they kind of implode, essentially.
Right. So once these exploding stars implode or explode, whatever they might be doing, and what happens next? And how are we supposed to find those?
So because all of the star essentially ignites, you're releasing, you know, it's kind of like igniting a huge hydrogen bomb, and that's essentially what they turn out to be.
Yeah.
And so they blow up all across the universe, and they're actually surprisingly common. So every second, 50 stars blow up.
Whoa.
So, like, in the average song, 10,000 stars explode.
That's crazy to think about.
It is. It really is. And so there's so many of them, and the space is so big, it's hard to keep track of them all and find them all the time.
Ah, and this is where we're coming in to help, right? There's a thing called SkyMapper.
Exactly. So we have a project at Siding Spring. So this is our observatory in the Warrumbungle National Park, so about 6 hours north of Sydney. And it's a survey telescope, so the telescope repeatedly images the sky every few nights. And so it's looking for differences, so things that change over time. So people might remember we were searching for Planet 9 a few months ago.
That's right.
Which we're still narrowing down the search, thanks to people's help. And now we're searching for giant bombs going off in space using the same telescope.
So you can compare one photo from one night to another one a few nights later and then see where the differences are.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And because these things are so bright, they're very obvious, you know, that they pop out like a sore thumb. But the thing is, because we're producing thousands of images every night, it requires a lot of eyes to look through.
And how big are these images that you're taking? Like how wide?
So every image is 300 times the area of the full moon. So one single image is 250 megabytes. So if you imagine your average phone camera produces 5 megabyte pictures, this is 250 megabyte pictures.
That's a lot of data you're saving right there every night.
That's right. And so that means there's a lot of things that can go change because not everything is an actual exploding star.
Yeah.
Some things are, you know, they could be things that fool us, like asteroids or just junk. And so as much as we'd like to have computers help us, the human eye is still the best thing at deciphering these differences.
That's amazing. And I like the fact that, okay, if we have a telescope and we're looking at the sky, we're not going to be able to see these things, right? I mean, they're too hard to spot or they're too far away, I'd presume?
Yeah, so we're looking for exploding stars upward to a billion light years away.
Oh, okay.
So pretty far away, exactly. So it's not, and this is the thing, is it's cool to find these things, but you really need a big telescope to do it. So most people can't actually invest the effort into finding exploding stars, as cool as they are.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, I read somewhere that this information that you get from these exploding stars and when they happen will make you better understand dark energy. Now, can you explain what dark energy is?
So when we say something is dark in astronomy, it's a fancy way of saying we don't know. So in the late 90s, Brian Schmidt and others, they won the Nobel Prize, and they realized that the universe was growing really fast, too fast, in fact. Mm-hmm. And so there must be something causing our universe to grow at this fast rate, and this is what we call dark energy.
Right.
So you might have heard of dark matter. This is not at all related. It's not like E equals MC squared. We just have two things that we don't know. And we can measure their real effects, but we can't see them. And this is kind of the trick of it. So what we think this dark energy is causing our universe to grow. And so in order to figure out what it is, we need to measure its effects all across the universe in all parts of the area. So we need measurements or ways to measure it in all of these areas. And this is where the supernova come in.
Oh, it sounds really interesting. I wonder, can you tell if a star is about to explode? Like, is there any sort of hints that maybe we can keep an eye on that one?
No, and this is the trick. So mostly because these galaxies are so far away, we can't see the individual stars.
Okay.
And even in the nearby galaxies where we can, we don't have an accurate way of predicting them. They just kind of happen. So that means we can't just choose which areas we're going to look at. We have to find and search for everywhere.
Wow.
So, and this is the trick, is we can't make an efficient way. We just have to look everywhere.
Fair enough.
And so because we're looking through all these images, and we have all of these images to sort through, this is where we need all of the eyes we can get. And this is where we're asking for people's help.
Okay, so how can people help? Where do we go?
So if you search for the Zooniverse Supernova Sighting, what it is, it will take you to a website. And so if you search for the Mount Stromlo webpage, or if you go to one of the online articles, and what it will do is it'll take you to this site, mm-hmm. and you'll see a set of images. You'll see a before an image, an after image, and a difference. And so what we're just trying to find is the difference.
Right.
And that's all people need to do. So all of those spot the difference pros, that's all we need.
Fantastic. All right. Well, you can do that. We're going to put a link onto our website when the website's working properly, of course. We'll probably put a link up there. People can go there. But otherwise, you can go to zooniverse.org.
And search for supernova sightings.
And search for supernova sightings.
And if you can't get on tomorrow, that's okay, because we're always producing new images.
Yeah.
Anytime you can come on and help will be a big help to us.
That's cool. I can see I jumped on there now, and it says 100% complete for today.
That's right, but we're just putting the new images from last night. Every night we're producing thousands of images,
cool.
But there's always more work to be done.
Fantastic. So you can jump on there and help out. One more little question, and it's not, probably no answer to this, but how long do we have with the sun? What are we looking at? How many years left before that thing goes?
That's interesting. We have a solid 1.5 billion years.
Okay, cool.
So the sun will slowly grow into the red giant and swallow up the Earth.
Yep.
And then eventually it will fade away. But, we got a cool, at least easy billion, give or take a 500 million years.
Oh, okay. A few.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time to buy your Martian property.
Excellent. Dr. Brad Tucker from the ANU, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER.
Anytime.
Cheers. That was an ANU astrophysicist, Dr. Brad Tucker, telling us how we can help find exploding stars. And like I said, yeah, you can go to zooniverse.org, that's ZOONIVERSE.org, and do a search for supernova sightings.